Hi everyone, it's Brian Hartram recording once again for Main Menu. What I'm about to do is to run an item which appears in our November-December edition of Infotech magazine. It relates to how to download material from the ACB Radio Archive, and in particular, Main Menu content. I understand, although I haven't heard it at the time of recording, that last week on Main Menu, Chris Garsted actually produced a feature about FTP clients. And using an FTP client, such as FTP Explorer and FTP Voyager, etc., is certainly one way of being able to download the Main Menu content and anything else from the ACB Radio Archive. However, it is also possible just to use Internet Explorer to do exactly the same thing. And as you'll see from this article, it's actually a little bit easier once you get the hang of what you're doing, and it's a little bit more direct. You're able to find out exactly which MP3 file you're going to download and just go ahead and do it. So enjoy the next quarter of an hour or so, and I hope you benefit from it. There are just a couple of other things I would like to prefix this with, though. First of all, you might like to hear the rest of this edition of Infotech, the November-December issue, because I do conduct an in-depth demonstration of the latest features, particularly of JAWS for Windows and WindowEyes, with direct reference to Internet Explorer. Now, JAWS is in a public beta form at the moment, JAWS 4.01, and there is a significant new enhancement to browsing the web with that. And also, obviously, we've got WindowEyes 4.11 as well, which has been released recently. So I test the screen readers on a range of shopping sites, banking sites, and also just websites of general use to visually impaired people and to give general information. If you'd like to hear that, you can go to my website at www.hartgen.org. and get some information about subscribing to Infotech or that particular issue. The other thing I'd like to say is that the last time I appeared on Main Menu, I talked about WindowEyes set files and JAWS for Windows scripts. Thanks very much for the reaction I had to that article. You seemed to enjoy it, which was really good, and I hope I was able to help out on a private basis the people who contacted me by email. I've now started, as was highlighted in a recent news brief section, compiling JAWS for Windows scripts, and I think the ones which are the most popular by far, and also the ones I've enjoyed doing most, are my Word scripts, and I'd just like to just take a minute to explain one of the concepts, which I'm actually really quite pleased about. They're available for JAWS for Windows 3.7U and 4.0, and you can use the 4.0 scripts with the 4.01 public beta if you want to. And they do work with Word 97 and 2000. Now, I'm not going to go into all the different features. You can read about those in the documentation. But what I would like to say is that one of the things that I like to be able to do is to minimise the effort that visually impaired people have to put into applications such as word processing. So in that vein, what I've come up with is a set of scripts that work in Microsoft Word. And they do provide lots of features, but one of them is what I call a block feature. And what you're able to do is mark the start of the text you want to block, and then you can go and find the other end of that selection. You don't have to use Windows selection keys or anything like that. You can just go and find the other end of it. It doesn't have to be visible on the same screen. It can be pages and pages away if you need it to be, anywhere in the Word document. And then when you found it, you can press one of three keystrokes. You can either press one to cut the text to the Windows clipboard, to copy it to the Windows clipboard, or to delete it from the document altogether. And this just reduces the effort of having to press the shift key and hear JAWS say selecting and all that kind of thing, because there's none of that going on. So when you're finding your end point of the selection, you can use any method you like. You can use the arrow keys, and JAWS isn't being held up, as I say, and it's very responsive. You can use the find dialog if you want to find something specific. And it is very flexible. I hope you can sort of appreciate the intonations in my voice here, that I'm actually quite excited about it. So, again, those scripts are freely downloadable, and you can download them from my website. Right, let's get to the point of this article, which was about downloading Main Menu content. There are two ways you can download main menu content. You can either do this through Internet Explorer, direct from the web, or you can download the items direct from the newly established acbradio.org FTP site. You can either use Internet Explorer for this, or an FTP client such as FTP Voyager or FTP Explorer. Let's have a look at downloading the item direct from the web first. I've got the main menu page in front of me at the moment, and I'm running JAWS for Windows. The direct URL for this is www.acbradio.org/mainmenu.html. Alternatively, you can just go to the acbradio.org site, and you can tab to the Visit Our On Demand Archive page, and once you're there, you can go to the main menu page if you want to. This is just a quicker way. Anyway, we've now got the main menu page, and I'm going to press a down arrow key to have a listen.
Blank. Visit link. 7 November 2001.
Okay, so that is the first item on the page. All the programs are listed in date order, starting with the most recent date. So the most recent at the time of recording that's up there is the 7th of November 2001. Let's see what was in that.
Blank. On main menu this week we'll bring you a roundup of the latest technology news in our news brief section. We'll hear about the revival of Link, the Internet phone book of blindness resources, when we speak with Scott Berry. Send mail Link. Matthew Polis will review Link and Dupitz voicemail, allowing you to send voice email messages over the net. Send mail Link. Scott Rutkowski shares some tips and tricks for Windows XP. And Kathy Ann Murther returns to continue her popular series on Windows Fundamentals.
Now you'll notice that there were some links embedded into the text as we were reading through it. Those links are to email addresses of the individual contributors, or alternatively, they take you to websites directly belonging to the software which is being reviewed. For example, there was a link there to the HandyBits voicemail client, which allows you to send voicemail messages over the internet in a compressed form. And if you'd have pressed enter on that link, it would have taken you direct to the manufacturer's site. But anyway, what we're concerned about is downloading those items. So let's go back to the beginning of that and explain how it's done.
Visit link 7 November 2001.
Now, all the items are split into different files, okay, so there could be about 5 or 6 different files you could have the opportunity of downloading for one given program. So let's go through the page slowly.
Blank. On main menu this week we'll bring you a roundup of the latest technology news in our news brief section.
So, the first item, in other words, file 1, will be the introduction from Jonathan Mosen explaining the contents of the program, in other words, what we're reading now. And generally, obviously, you may not want to download this. So the news briefs item, which he's now referring to, is file number 2.
Blank. We'll hear about the revival of Link, the Internet phone book of blindness resources, when we speak with Scott Berry.
That's item 3.
Blank. Send mail Link. Matthew Bullis will review Link. Hand to Pitts voicemail, allowing you to send voice email messages over the net.
That's item 4.
Blank. Send mail Link. Scott Rutkowski shares some tips and tricks for Windows XP. Blank.
That's item 5.
And Kathy Ann Murther returns to continue her popular series on Windows Fundamentals.
That's item 6. Now let's say we want to download Kathy Ann's little tutorial about Windows Fundamentals, which I think is about Microsoft Word this time. What we need to do is focus upon the link for the 7th of November.
Scott Handip, Matthew Bullitt, the Internet, 7 November 2001 link.
And I press Shift-Tab to get there. There are a couple of ways of downloading this file, but I'm just going to show you what I consider to be the easy way. What you need to do at this point is to activate the context menu for the link rather than the whole page. Now, in versions of JAWS prior to 4.0, this was a bit of a problem. You've needed to activate the list of links dialog with Insert F7, arrow down to the link you want, in other words, the 7th of November. Then you could use the Alt-M key combination for Move to Link, and then you could press the right mouse button to activate the context menu. Pretty sure that's how it worked, and that is just one way of being able to bring up the context menu for the link. In JAWS 4.0, it's a whole lot easier, and of course in 4.01, you can just hit the right mouse button over a link, and it brings up the context menu. In Windows, it's no big deal at all. You can just hit the context menu key, which is the third key along from the right of the spacebar, or shift in F10. We're going to do that now.
Right mouse button. Context menu. Open.
And I want T for copy shortcut. You can arrow down to it and press enter, or just hit the letter T.
Leaving menus.
And all I've done is copied that URL, in other words, the website address, to the clipboard. And if you ever want to send anybody a URL for a given link on a website, that is the way to do it. It's in your Windows clipboard now, and if you wanted to go and paste that into an email somewhere, you could do that. But we're not going to do that. We're going to press Ctrl-O to go to the Open Dialog.
Open Dialog.
And I'm just going to simply paste the contents of the clipboard into this Open Dialog.
Paste a text from clipboard.
And now we're going to read what we've got here. I'm going to press home to go to the beginning of the line and go through it with the arrow keys.
http://www.acbradio.period/acibradio.org/arcbacribs/main-menu/m-m-e-n-u/m-m7-0-period-m-3-u.
So it was rather long. It was www.acbradio.org/archive/main-menu/mm70.m3u. Right. What we want to do, Kathy Ann's item was number 6, of course. So if we just come back here.
3M, period.
Okay, so I'm on the full stop after the 0 of 70, and I'm just going to type in a 6 here. So it says mm706.m3u, but I'm going to change the 3u to p3, so it says mp3.
M3 blank.
And now what have we got?
wacradio.org archives main menu mm706mp3, 0 items.
And that's the exact URL for Kathy Ann's little tutorial. If I press enter on it.
7 November 2001 link. File download dialog. File download dialog. You are downloading the file mm706mp3 from www.acradio.org. Would you like to open the file or save it to your computer?
Okay, I want to save it to my computer, so I'm going to tab.
Open button. Save button. All S.
That's what I want. I'll press the space bar.
Edit. Mm.
And I'm going to press the home key so I don't destroy the original file name. I'm just going to put a directory name or a folder name in front of this. I'm going to put /download/. And then I've got the original file name, and I'll just press enter to download it, and the file will be there on my hard disk in a couple of minutes. I'm going to back out of that now.
ACB radios.
And now you've got the main basis of how that's done. I'm going to do it really, really quickly so that you can see another method of doing it. Let's say we want to download the news briefs item this time.
Heading 7 November 2001 link.
I'm focused on the link. That is item 2, remember, news briefs, which is news snippets. So I'm going to press the right mouse button.
Right mouse button. Context menu.
And the letter T.
Leaving menus.
Press Control O for the open dialog.
Open dialog.
Paste in the contents.
Paste a text from clipboard.
I'm going to press end and then just back a little bit with the left arrow key.
U, 3.
Change that.
Blank.
3U to P3. Back a little bit more.
PM, period.
I've got on the full stop. I'll type a 2 in there. Press enter.
7 November. File download dialog.
And there we are. We've got the file download dialog. It's as simple as that. Now we'll do it the other way. We will go to the FTP site of acbradio.org. And I'm going to do that through Internet Explorer.
Open dialog.
So all I'm going to do, rather than www in the open dialog, I'm going to type ftp.acbradio.org and press enter.
7 November 2001 link. List view, not selected radio archives, 1 of 2.
So we're focused on the ACB radio archives already. The other item is...
incoming.
The incoming directory. We don't need that at the moment.
Radio archives.
I can press enter on that.
FTP, FTP, ACRADIO.org, ACRADIO Archives, Microsoft Internet Explorer. List view, not selected, landline, 1 of 11.
And we've got the directories for all the different programs that have archives on ACB Radio. If I go down the list.
Blindspot. Broadcasting. CD. Convention 2001. Main menu.
There's main menu. Press enter again.
FTP FTP at radio.org radio archives main menu Microsoft Internet Explorer. List view. Not selected. 1 of 450.
Now, there are 450 files in here, and the difficulty is knowing, obviously, not necessarily which files belong to which program, because they're appropriately numbered. The problem is knowing what is on that particular file. Now, as from, I think it shows 67, something like that, so it's fairly recent, Jonathan has actually put together some text files which outline the numbered file that goes with each article, but as it is, a lot of the early material isn't catalogued in that way. So if we go to show 70 for a moment, let's just press end to go to the bottom of the list here.
MM706MP3.
MM706.MP3. Well, that's Kathy Ann's item that we were just about to download from the web a moment ago. Let's just arrow up a bit.
MM703MP3. MM702MP3. MM701MP3. MM7007NOV2001TXT.
There's a TXT file. I'll just activate the context menu.
Context menu. Open.
And arrow down.
Copy to folder. F.
Copy to folder.
Leaving menus. Browse for folder dialog.
And I'm going to type in a folder name here. / download and press enter.
List view. MM7007NOV2001TXT. 444 of 450.
And that has now been downloaded to the download folder. I'm now focusing upon that item in Windows Explorer, having loaded it.
MM7007NOV2001TXT.
And I press enter, which will launch the file in Notepad.
MM7007NOV2001TXT Notepad.
And we'll read the file.
On main menu this week we'll bring you a roundup of the latest technology news in our news brief section. Blank. We'll hear about the revival of the Internet Phone Book of Blindness. Resources when we speak with Scott Berry. Blank. Matthew Bullis will review Pantiprit's voicemail allowing you to send voice email messages over the net. Blank.
Okay, so it doesn't actually tell you the file numbers, which I thought it was going to do. So really, unless there is a specific need for you to go to the FTP site, my recommended way would be to adopt my first approach and actually download them from the web. If you are going to use the FTP site, as I say, you may like to use an FTP client. You may even like to use a download manager, such as GetRight, and we might review that in the new year, because that enables you to download multiple files from FTP sites simultaneously, and that's always a good idea. So you can actually download the whole of a main menu program, all six items of it at once, if you wanted to. And that's all I've got to say this time, actually, on main menu. So thanks very much for listening to me, and I hope to be with you again soon.